Thank you for calling our staff Fiverr. My name is Franby. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
My name is Kevin Markey, and I was wondering if I could speak with a supervisor, please.
Okay, supervisor. Kevin, did you have an account with us already?
No, I've been trying to get one for weeks. People are supposed to call me back. They don't call back, et cetera, et cetera. We can go on, and I can tell you the whole story, but I'm sure you don't want to hear my story.
Okay,
I'm trying
no.
to get started. They've already come to my home. They've measured, et cetera, et cetera. And that's as far as we've gotten. People are supposed to call me back. Oh, we're going to call you back. I'm not happy already with the way they're handling things. How about that?
I completely understand. I'm sorry. And can I have your last name again? I'm sorry.
Markey.
Yes, we have spoken.
I'm excited about getting it, but if this is how they do business, I'm not excited. Does that make any sense?
I completely understand, and I have we have spoken before, Mr. Markey. My name I'm Franmi.
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, Fran. How are you?
I'm doing good.
But you understand what I'm saying, right?
Yes, I completely understand. So
a simple question which requires a simple answer, and it's days later that I haven't gotten that answer. And it's not your fault. You're just doing your job. I get it. But mm-hmm. I should have gotten an answer from somebody.
Yes, I do understand completely that. So I can get your information to a supervisor to call you back because I'm not able to transfer to them. Just want to make sure the phone.
Why can't we just get the question answered?
Yes, I have forwarded that information, and I called you back. They haven't answered me. I can request again and tell them, you know, this is the third time. This is the third time we speak.
Don't you think if you were a customer, unacceptable?
That is very unacceptable. I do understand that, Mr. Markey.
So this is the first time I'm doing business with this company, and I've already discussed it, if that's the best way I can put it.
Mm-hmm. I completely understand. So
I can't get a return phone call from somebody to say, you know what, this mm-hmm. is what it's going to be, and we're done because we're going to be getting into November, and they said November is when they're going to start coming to do the work.
Okay,
so
let me.
They're going to do the work or they're not going to do the work. And if they're not, that's fine. I'll accept that and I'll walk away. But if they are, I would like to know when and how and why.
Okay.
Waiting for a return phone call is a mm-hmm. waste of time because that doesn't happen either. Not you personally. Mm-hmm. You just do your job. You're a nice lady, but I'm already discussed it with the company.
I do understand, Mr. Markey, and I know that we are waiting for the you know the price, the invoice, the quote that you said, you know, they told you that you were gonna get. I know that when I checked I just want to give you some expectations because when I checked your address, the in-service date is January 21 of 2024. So
okay.
That's most likely,
two
but
months away. That's gonna come fast.
Correct. It does. It is. So we will be able to pre-order the service by the beginning of November, but we will not be able to make an installation appointment until the 21st of January of next
fair.
Year.
But tell me, before they do that, I need to know what it's going to cost.
Exactly.
Or else I'm going to just walk away.
Exactly.
If it's going to be a ridiculous amount of money, which is fine, I get it, it's a company, mm-hmm. I will walk away, I won't call anymore, and I won't be a pain in the butt.
No, you're not. You're not. But listen, I
you
promise
giggle,
you.
Right? You just have to giggle.
I completely understand it. I promise I will forward, I will let the supervisor know, listen, Mr. Markey is waiting for a phone call from a supervisor with this information. Please, this is the third time we speak, and I can completely understand your frustration. So that's what I can do at this time. I'm so sorry, Mr. Markey, but I can get a supervisor to please, contact you and, you know, hopefully have this information for you by the time they contact you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. They're just confirming the phone number 646-409-1698 is the best contact.
Correct.
Perfect. So I'm going to forward that information right now in an email. We will have a paper trail of that. I hope that they contact you as soon as possible. I do pray,
I appreciate it.
Hope for that. You're welcome. Anything else, Mr. Markey, I can assist you with today?
Have a great day. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You do as well. Thank you for calling us. Bye-bye.